You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Wednesday night hoops for the Bucks, posting up in Minneapolis for the final game before the All-Star break. The Bucks would play without Giannis and Damian Lillard, the highest scoring duo in the NBA. The Wolves would open the game with a three that Andre Jackson Jr. answered less than a minute later.
Now to Lopez driving the baseline. They leave Jackson alone. He'll squeeze off the three, and he answers Edwards' three with one of his own. Michelob Ultra three for Andre Jackson Jr.
A tip-in from Jackson and a three from Brook Lopez gave the Bucks an early 10-8 advantage.
And here's a three-pointer for Lopez from the right wing as he drains it. And the Bucks have claimed their first lead of the evening. It's 10-8.
Milwaukee stayed hot from behind the arc with Taurean Prince and Gary Trent Jr. going back-to-back.
Step-back three on the way from Trent. Trent rips the cords from that left wing. Another Michelob Ultra three for the Bucks. They've got a 23-17 lead on their fourth three-pointer on seven shots here tonight.
Another three from Trent, and the Bucks' advantage ballooned to 12.
Can you overlook an opponent when they're shorthanded? Gary Trent Jr. put one right in the eye of the Timberwolves' defense, but splashes through the three from the left wing, and it's now a 16-4 run for Milwaukee.
Kyle Kuzma scored seven in the first quarter, including the final bucket, 36-24 Bucks after one. Dialed in from deep in the first, the Bucks would settle in from mid-range in the second, maintaining a double-digit lead.
Kevin Porter Jr.'s out there for the first time now in his second game with the Bucks. He joins Trent, Portis, Prince, and Green. Pulls up mid-range, and KPJ knocks down the 13-footer. That lead has now ballooned to 16 points, a 23-9 lead for the Bucks.
But the Bucks' offense would stall midway through the period, with eight straight missed field goals as the Wolves reduced the deficit to three, thanks to a 13-0 run. At the 2:14 mark of the second quarter, the Wolves tied the game at 47. Ryan Rollins put the Bucks back on top.
Ryan Rollins finds a way to crack the code on the other side as he floats up a runner off the front iron and good. Rollins not going to back down, even though that shot had turned on him. He'd had some good looks and some good moves, candidly, but just haven't been able to finish yet here with regularity tonight.
The next trip down the floor, Kuzma took flight, pushing the Bucks' lead back to four.
Torrid start to begin this game. He's now just 4 of 11. How about Kuzma the other way? Flushes it through, bringing the thunder with a one-hand slam down the lane. Kuzma on one end slows down Edwards on the other. A flash of light down that line, a blur as he dunks it with an emphatic right-hand slam. Bucks out in front by four.
10 points for Kuzma in the first half, 10 for Gary Trent Jr., 51-50 Bucks at the half. In the second half, the Bucks would pad their lead.
Jackson's going to pull up. He puts up a 17-footer, bounces it over the front iron and in. So Andre Jackson Jr., a couple shots here in the early going of this second half.
Taurean Prince then beat the shot clock at a deep ball to push the lead to four.
Swings into the near corner. Jackson with two to shoot. He's got to get it off. Passes to Prince. Prince fires it at the last possible moment and splashes it through. Wow, that was as far up against it as you can go with that shot clock.
A sweeping finish from Kuzma, and the Bucks' lead would grow to six.
He pries the rebound free, sends it to Kuzma. Kuzma goes the other direction. He'll take it all the way to the cup, kisses it in through some defense, and the Bucks have stretched it to a six-point lead after Minnesota had a chance to get their first lead since the 8:30 mark of the first quarter.
67-60 Milwaukee before a 9-0 Wolves run to put them back on top. Moments later, the Bucks were back on top thanks to A.J. Green.
Here's Green, top of the arc. He unloads, and he finally knocks one down.
70-69 Bucks after three. Minnesota 0-for-12 from three in the third quarter. With Lillard and Giannis sidelined due to injury, the Bucks were in need of a closer in the fourth quarter. In the early going, it appeared A.J. Green was up for the challenge.
Porter's pushing the Bucks the other direction in transition. Passes it to the corner. Catch and shoot three. A.J. Green drills another one. His third three here in the second half. And the Dairy Bird is back to work.
Green's second three of the fourth came on an assist from Kevin Porter Jr., who also knocked down a three of his own.
Portis on the give to Porter. Porter, top of the arc. He's going to squeeze off a three-point try, and he's going to sink it from the top of the arc. Kevin Porter Jr. buries the three to put Milwaukee ahead by six.
Tied at 89, Gary Trent Jr. knocked down an 18-foot mid-range J. Later in the fourth, Trent broke a 92 all tie.
Rebound goes to Kuzma. Kuzma's racing the other direction. Rockets the pass to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Gary Trent Jr. sticks the long bomb and pumps his fist.
But the catalyst to the Bucks' offense in the fourth quarter was Kevin Porter Jr., running the offense, logging assists, and knocking down big shots.
Minnesota by two. Here's Porter the other way. Banging around, puts up a floater, and he hits it from just inside the free throw line. Kevin Porter Jr. ties this thing up, 101 apiece.
With the game tied at 101, Brook Lopez calmly knocked down a pair of free throws with 10.1 seconds remaining, giving the Timberwolves one final shot.
He's going to step up, pulls the trigger from three, it misses. Rebound ripped down by Kuzma, and the Bucks will get out of here with a 103-101 win, like bank robbers in the night.
103-101 the final. The Bucks escape Minnesota with the win and head into the All-Star break with momentum. Gary Trent Jr. paced the Bucks with 21. Kyle Kuzma added 19. Minnesota just 10 of 44 from three.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.